Hi.
Hi. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Hi, we have a little bathroom emergency.
Oh, here, go ahead.
Okay, oh, but before we do, are any of Joey's special romance magazines in there?
No, no.
Okay, all clear.
Thanks, Phoebe.
Yeah, Rachel. But whatever.
Everything okay in there?
Don't talk to me now.
Oh, just like his daddy.
Hey, listen, can you do me a big favor? The dean's office called and said there's an urgent meeting. Can you watch Ben for, I don't know, like an hour?
Well, what about Monica?
She isn't home.
So it would just be me alone?
Well, Ben would be there.
No. Huh.
What's the matter?
Well, you know, it's just, I've never done that before. Me and him alone.
Wait, she's not an ex-con.
Okay, what do I do with him?
I don't know, just talk to him, entertain him, keep him alive.
Okay.
Ben, come here. All right, I'm going to leave you here with Aunt Rachel for about an hour, okay? You going to be okay?
Yeah, I think so.
I wasn't talking to you.
I'll be okay.
Okay, I'll see you soon, buddy. Be back in an hour.
Bye, okay. Ann.
Bye. Bye.
So, this is fun, huh?
Not really.
Okay. Want something to drink?
Okay.
Great. All right. How do you feel about Diet Coke?
I'm not allowed to have soda.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much all that we have here. Oh, have you ever had a virgin margarita?
What's a virgin?
Water it is. Minister we met with. I kind of liked him.
You mean the spitter?
Come on. It wasn't that bad.
Easy for you to say. You'd be wearing a veil.
What about the third guy?
You mean the guy kept staring at your chest?
Can you blame him?
Sorry, I just don't like the idea of when I'm saying I do, he's thinking,
well, I'd do it too.
Well, then we still have a problem.
Yeah.
With what? Well, we're trying to find someone to perform our wedding, and they're all either boring or annoying or, you know, can't stop staring at the ladies. Oh, you should have one of us do it. Phoebe, we're getting married, not sixth grade married. No, it's a real thing. Anyone can get ordained on the internet and perform, like, weddings and stuff.
Are you serious?
Yes, a friend of mine did it. It's totally legal.
I call it.
Idea.
Guys, thank you very much, but neither of you is marrying us.
Does calling it not mean anything anymore?
We are going to have a legitimate member of the clergy. And when I say legitimate, I mean gay and in control of his saliva.
Oh, is that lemon poppy seed?
No, you don't want these. They're old and stale. I'm leaving them outside for the pigeons.
I call them!
Then, you know, when you were a baby, you and I used to hang out all the time. I was your daddy's girlfriend.
But you're not anymore.
No, I'm not.
Because you guys were on a break.
Hey, we were not on a break. That's fine. You know what, Ben? One day when you are a lot older, I'm going to tell you that entire story over a pitcher of real margaritas, okay?
When's my daddy coming back?
52 minutes. So, no brothers or sisters, huh? That must be nice. You don't have to share stuff.
Sharing's good.
Oh, you're one of those. But
But you know what? I had two sisters of my own, and we just tortured each other.
Really? Like how?
Well, you know, we'd repeat everything the other said, or we'd jump out of closets to scare each other, or switch the sugar for the salt so they put salt on their cereal.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah, you're funny.
I'm funny? Oh, thank God. Well, babe, I got a ton of these. Here, you want a good one? Here's a good one. You take a quarter, and you blacken the edge, right? And then you say to a person, I bet you can't roll this quarter from your forehead to your chin without it leaving your face. And then when they do it, they're left with a big black pencil line right down the center of their face.
Can I do it to you?
Yeah, I'm funny, Ben, but I'm not stupid.
So, did you find anyone to marry you guys?
Yeah. No, but Horny from Monica Minister called. Wanted to know if we were still together.
We're never going to find anybody.
Well, then let me do it.
Joe.
No, look, I've been thinking about it. I'm an actor, right? So I won't get nervous talking in front of people.
No,
I won't spit, and I won't stare at Monica's breasts. You know, everyone knows I'm an ass man.
That is true.
Yeah, and the most important thing is it won't be some, like, stranger up there who barely knows you. It'll be me. And I swear, I'll do a really good job. Plus, you know, I love you guys, and it would really mean a lot to me.
Well, we haven't found anybody else.
Might be kind of cool.
So, I can do it?
Yeah, you can do it.
All right, you don't get it. Okay, I gotta get started on my speech. Oh, wait a minute. Internet ministers can still have sex,
yeah,
right?
Hey, peeps. How's it going?
Oh, I have a headache. A horrible headache.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I get you some?
Oh, my God, you've got to stop chattering.
Here, take a couple of these.
It's
hexagen.
Oh, no, I don't believe in Western medicine. No. If you just apply pressure to these points right here, then your hand starts to hurt and you still have a headache, so thanks.
Okay, while we're waiting for these pills to kick in, I'm going to sit you down on the couch. Come on. Some nice soft pillows under your head. You're going to turn the TV on. You can watch whatever you want. And I'm going to make you some tea. And then I'm going to rub your feet.
Oh, my head! Oh!
Coming.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Ben learned a little trick.
Oh, yeah, did he pull
that's
the old...
That's right. Saran wrap on the toilet seat so the pee goes everywhere.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that. You know I hate practical jokes. They're mean and they're stupid, and I don't want my son learning them.
Oh, come on. Saran wrap on the toilet seat, you don't think that's just a little funny?
I was barefoot.
Oh.
You see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You're not laughing with someone, you're laughing at someone. And laughing at someone is not nice.
Ugh. So you're one of those, too.
Now tell me, the toilet thing is the only thing you taught him, right?
Yes. It's amazing. My headache is completely gone. What were those pills called?
Hexadrin.
Ugh. I love you, Hexadrin. Mwah. Oh, look, it comes with a story.
Phoebe, those are like the side effects and stuff.
Say what?
You know, the possible side effects.
Oh, my God. Dizziness, nervousness, drowsiness, facial swelling, nausea, headache. Vomiting, stomach bleeding, liver damage. Now, okay, I don't recall any of this coming up when you gave me these little death capsules. Oh, I'm sorry. extra strength death capsules.
Amy, relax. None of that stuff ever happens. They just put it on there for legal reasons.
Why?
In case it happens.
Hey. Say hello to Reverend Joey Tribbiani.
Did it? You got ordained?
Yeah, just got off the internet. Man, there is a lot of porn out there.
Our minister.
I can now officially marry anybody I want. Hey, you guys seem happy? If you ever want to get married, you give me a call. If not, you give me a call.
I have liver damage.
Ow. Oh. Baby, your liver's right here.
Okay, well then I must be disoriented.
Anyway, I started working on what I'm going to say for the ceremony. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Now, listen, this is just a first draft, so...
We are gathered here today on this joyous occasion to celebrate the special love that Monica and Chandler share. Eh?
What?
It is a love based on giving and receiving, as well as having and sharing. And the love that they give and have is shared and received. And through this having and giving and sharing and receiving, we too can share and love and have and receive.
Should we call the spitter?
What are you doing here?
Well, you know, I was just in the neighborhood, and I passed by your building, and I thought to myself, what's up with Carol and sweet little Ben?
Nice, but,
come on in.
Okay. I'll make some coffee, and, we can chat.
I'd love that. I would love that. So where is sweet little Ben? I would love to have a little coffee. I found him.
Very funny. Come here. That is exactly why I've come here to talk to you, okay?
Wait, do you want some sugar in your coffee?
Yes, but do I want sugar in my coffee?
No, just some milk would be good, Carol. Thanks.
Okay. Do you remember all that stuff I taught you yesterday?
Remember all that stuff I taught you yesterday?
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Seriously, your dad doesn't like pranks.
Seriously, your dad doesn't like pranks.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, damn it.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
Damn it.
No, don't go back to repeating.
Damn it.
Oh, crap.
Oh, crap.
Oh. I feel like my face is swelling. Is my face swelling?
Your face is fine. Come on, none of this stuff is going to happen to you. Stop being such a baby.
Oh, interesting you should call me that now that I may never have one.
Okay, you guys, I got a little more written. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I think of the love that these two givers and receivers share, I cannot help but envy the lifetime ahead of having and loving and giving. And then I can't think of a good word for right here.
How about receiving?
Yes.
See, Joe, not that that's not great, but one of the cool things about having somebody we know perform the ceremony is that it can be about us. You know, it can be more personal. You can tell stories about us.
Oh, like the time you and I went to Atlantic City and I made you laugh so hard you threw up your whole steak.
No, not us. Us.
I gotcha. Sorry. So, did you ever make him throw up a whole anything?
Did you ever feed him a poison capsule that made him bleed from the eyes?
It doesn't say that.
Oh, suddenly somebody knows all about the side effects.
Gee, Joe, we want you to tell stories, but, you know, romantic stories, nice stories.
Okay. Okay. Maybe I talk about London. You know, when you two hooked up, only I won't say hooked up. I'll say began their beautiful journey.
There you go.
By doing it.
Joe?
Okay, all right. So how did it happen?
Did your eyes meet across the room? And then the next thing you know, you're in the bathtub together and she's feeding you strawberries?
Isn't that what happened with you and the bridesmaid?
Yeah. I call that London style.
No, that is not what happened with us.
Oh, but maybe you should say it is, because London style sounds nice.
Okay, well, I was really sad that night because this guy thought that I was Ross's mom. And Chandler was, he was really sweet, and he consoled me when we drank too much.
Yeah, baby.
And I was a perfect gentleman, and I walked her to her hotel room and said goodnight.
Oh.
But then later that night...
Yeah, baby.
PJs, you're really living it up here in London, huh?
Well, I wasn't exactly expecting company after 9:15.
Is Joey here?
Well, last time I saw him, he was heading out the door with the bridesmaid and a bucket of strawberries. So, you're not still upset about what that guy told you, are you?
Wouldn't you be?
Well, look, it's been a really emotional time, you know, and you've had a lot to drink, and you just gotta let that go. Okay, I mean, you were the most beautiful woman in the room tonight.
Really?
Are you kidding? You're the most beautiful woman in most rooms. Whoa, 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 what's going on? You and I just made out. You and I are making out?
Well, not anymore.
But we don't do that.
I know, I just thought it would be fun.
How drunk are you?
Drunk enough that I know I want to do this. Not so drunk that you should feel guilty about taking advantage.
That's a perfect amount.
You know what's weird?
What?
This doesn't feel weird.
I know.
You're a really good kisser.
Well, I have kissed over 4 women. You want to get under the covers?
Wow, you are really fast.
It bodes well for me that speed impresses you.
We're going to see each other naked.
Yep.
You want to do it at the same time?
Count of 3.
1, 2, 3.
Well, I think it's safe to say that our friendship is effectively ruined.
Eh, we weren't that close anyway.
Yeah. Joey.
Hey,
Joe. I was just watching a movie.
Oh, dude, I'm so sorry.
No.
It's cool. I'll only be a second. I'm still with my bridesmaid. I just, where are those condoms you brought?
They're in my bag over there. Could you leave me one?
For just you?
Yeah.
Listen, why don't you come downstairs with me? There's some really nice girls down there.
No, I'm fine.
All right. Here you go, buddy. Go nuts.
That's what that was?
Because that other thing, I thought you were onto something, but it did nothing for me.
Can we change the topic? Because it's really doing nothing for me.
Can you imagine if I hadn't left you that last one? You two might have never gotten together. Oh, can you imagine if I had sent that hooker up to the room like I was gonna? It's like it was in the stars.
Yeah, totally meant to be. Tell him who you originally wanted to hook up with that night.
What?
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 Who did you originally want to hook up with?
Okay, fine, but please don't be upset, okay? I was really depressed, okay? And really drunk. I just wanted something stupid and meaningless. I just wanted just sex. So when I went to your room that night, I was actually looking for Joey.
Yeah, baby. Go, baby.
Oh, my God. You came to the room looking for Joey? Were you ever planning on telling me this?
No, because I didn't think it was important.
It's not important? It's not important? Well, for a bridesmaid, you'd be marrying him, not me.
No! The point is, it was you that was there that night. It is you that I'm marrying. It is you that I fell in love with.
And it is a love that is based on having and giving. And receiving.
Most romantic night of my life, and I'm runner-up.
Chandler, please. Do you know how unbelievably glad I am that Joey was not there that night?
Hey! I'm a man of the cloth, but I still have feelings.
Look, there is no way you are doing this wedding now, okay?
What? But that's not fair. It's not my fault. I was off with my bridesmaid. And who's to say I would have even said yes?
I mean, I would have said yes.
Chandler, look, you are making way too big a deal out of this, all right? Look, everything worked out okay.
Okay, it's just weird, okay? I don't want to be standing there saying my vows and then having the mental image of you and Monica. I don't know what I need. I need a walk.
Wait, Chandler, come on. It's not a big deal.
Well, it is to me. You wanted to sleep with Batman, and instead you had to settle for Robin.
This is crazy.
No, Robin is so gay.
What were you thinking? How could you tell him that?
I don't know. I'm sorry. It just came out. I mean, it's a side effect.
So now what have we agreed?
No more pranks.
And what else?
That you and Daddy were not on a break.
Very good.
Rachel, what are you doing here?
I'm just visiting my good friend, Carol.
Your good friend?
Yeah.
What's her last name?
Carol. Lesbian?
Nice. And by the way, that line down my face?
What line?
The line that prompted a student in my last class of the day to say, dude, don't you ever wash your face?
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't tell you, but you were so mad already.
Of course I was mad. I told you I hate this stuff, okay? It's not funny.
Hey, Roth.
Hi.
What's not funny?
Practical jokes.
I think they're funny.
You have a line down your face.
What? Okay, maybe they are not funny to you.
Oh, my God.
Or Carol.
But they're funny to kids, and who is it hurting?
You know what? I'll tell you who it hurts. It hurts the kid who has all his clothes stolen in gym class, so he has to go to the principal's office wearing nothing but a catcher's mitt.
That was you? We heard about you in junior high. Did you really just shake your fist in the air and shout, "I will be revenged"?
I will be! Listen, I don't want you teaching my son that stuff anymore, okay?
Fine. But I'll have you know that once I taught him that stuff, he called me Fun Aunt Rachel. And I loved being Fun Aunt Rachel. But I'll go back to being boring and uncomfortable Aunt Rachel if that's what you want.
No, that's not what I want. I'm glad you guys were bonding, but
But look, he doesn't have any brothers or sisters. Somebody's going to have to teach him this stuff. And I haven't taught him anything that a normal 6-year-old doesn't know anyway.
Crap!
I gotta go.
Hey. Hey. You want this scone? It came from me, but it would probably rather sleep with you.
Come on, nothing even happened.
Look, Joe, I know you want to do the wedding.
No, hey, no. If you don't want me to do it, I accept that. I don't care about that. I don't want you to be upset.
How can I not be upset? Okay, I finally fall in love with this fantastic woman, and it turns out that she wanted you first.
Yeah, for like a half an hour one night. Chandler, she wants you for the rest of her life.
You're so lucky. Look what I missed out on by not being there. Although, you know what? It could never have worked out like you guys did. Because you guys are perfect for each other. You know, we look at you, and we see you together, and it just... It fits. You know? And you just know it's going to last forever.
That's what you should say.
What?
When you're marrying us, that's what you should say.
Really?
I could do it? I'd love it if you'd do it.
Hey.
But those are the words. Those exact words.
Well, I don't remember exactly, but... It's pretty much about having and giving and sharing and receiving.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I'm sorry to do this to you again, but is there any way you can look after Ben for a little bit? I've got this meeting at school, and he asked for his fun Aunt Rachel. So.
Oh, well, of course I will watch him. We have fun, don't we, Ben?
Okay. See you later, pal.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. Ben, I can't do it.
What?
Can't let him go out that way. He's got a meeting. Oh, you got something here under bed.
What? That's great. Yeah. That is great. What did we just finish talking about, Ben?
What did we just finish talking about, Ben?
All right, that's it. Come here. You, no, you are in big trouble, young man.
No, wait.
I know. Ben, come here. I am not kidding.
No, you guys, I'm serious.
Oh,
my God.
So, you guys doing okay?
Yeah, we talked, and Monica made me see that I've overreacted a little bit, and some things in life are more important.
Yeah, baby. I'm really glad you guys are okay, but I just keep thinking, what would happen if you two actually had hooked up? Oh. Honey, dinner's ready.
What's my little chef got for me tonight?
Your favorite.
Fried stuff with cheese.
And lots of it.
Thanks, sweetheart.
You want to go?
Here we go.
How you doing?
Oh, my God. This is a 6-hour pill. That's it. I'm out of the woods. Oh, what a relief.
Good for you.
Oh, it's like a huge weight has been lifted. Because, look, no hair loss, no rash, no hives. I'm just so happy. Because no shortness of breath, no temporary euphoria. Oh.